He no longer has a blank check for abuse, Mark Maron.
All right, Jim, we're back. We've spun the wheel. It's landed on public art for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into this. Jim Earl's Wheel of Anger.
Mark,
mm-hmm.
You know there are a lot of know-nothing boobs who don't appreciate the modern art we put up in our public places in all our cities. I know this is true because I'm one of those know-nothing boobs. When did bright-colored plastic cows, pigs, and rabbits get to be art? I don't like most of the stuff passing for art nowadays, and it's everywhere. Seattle, Chicago, San Diego, Bloomington, Illinois, for goodness sakes, Cincinnati. The good people looking at this example were better looking than what they were looking at. Kansas City, Washington, D.C., makes as much sense as the politicians there. Plainville, Texas, another culture center. Memphis, Tennessee. This was done to honor Martin Luther King. It's called I've Been to the Mountain.
Jim, excuse me. I don't see anything.
Can I finish my thought, Mark?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm an admirer of everything Martin Luther King stood for, but I don't think he would have stood for this. In New York, Lincoln Center has the best opera.
Stood for what? I can't see anything, Jim. What are you talking about?
It's just a lump of metal cubes in front of a building, Mark.
Bill, what's going on here? What's he talking about?
I see it, man. It's a big pile of cubes in front of a building with colors.
Oh, damn it, Bill. Bill's high again.
In New York, Lincoln Center has the best opera, the best ballet, the best symphony orchestra. Is this Mickey Mouse sculpture out front really in an artistic league with what goes on inside?
What sculpture?
This is named Two Indeterminate Minds. Well, I may not understand art, but I do understand the English language. And that's pretentious nonsense.
Jim, this is radio. People can't see what the hell you're talking about.
Hey, Mark, I think I know what's happening.
Yeah, what is it, Andy?
I've heard this before. It's Andy Rooney. Jim's doing last week's Andy Rooney rant. I swear, it's word for word.
Oh, my God, Jim, is this true?
Does every open space have to be filled in? Is this really better looking than nothing would be? I don't think
Jim,
so.
Jim!
Okay, so what? Read the prose, man. Listen to the poetry. Every week I go through the same hell. Trying to tap into his muse. That magical turn of phrase. The inspiration. And every week, nothing! I had no other choice.
But you just lifted it word for word,
Jim.
That's stealing.
Don't judge me, Mark. I swear to God, I'll kill you.
Ooh, okay.
Close your eyes, Mark. Listen to the words. Well, I may not understand art, but I do understand the English language, and that's pretentious nonsense. Oh,
you already did that one.
I'll do it again and again and again. I got to wrap my head around this bastard genius, or I swear to God, we're all doomed. I know it!
Jim, can I just...
Shut up! What? What the hell do you want? Huh? What in the hell do you want? Don't get in my space, man! You're standing on the edge of a great abyss, fella!
I'm just saying, I think this is a real positive step for the show, and that's all, really, okay? No big thing, all right? Now just go ahead and finish up, Jim. We're all very anxious to hear the big ending.
Whoever did this suffers either from a functional disorder of the mind or he's putting us on. I don't like it, and if I'm wrong, I'm sure you'll correct me. Tick, 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 tick. I'm Ed Bradley, and we'll be back next week with another edition of 60 Min... Oh, whoops, forget those last two sentences. I'm Jim Earl, and you've just taken a ride on my wheel of regret.
Okay, good deal. That was good, Jim. Great.
Yeah, a lot of stuff's been going on.
Yeah,
I'm looking for a new apartment.
You don't got to tell me.
And you know how that is.
Yeah. Are you really looking for a new apartment?
Yeah, we're looking for another apartment. Yeah.
What? You just moved into this one.
I know. But we found another place that's for the same price. It's a lot larger, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're under a lot of stress.
Yeah, a lot of stress, but it's okay, man.
The cat's not feeling well?
No. The cat's very sick. Melvin's sick. You got to have to give him, pills.
All right. Okay. Well, I understand. You know,
it's okay. You don't have to talk about it anymore. It's all right.
I'm concerned. And
well, we have to give him like two pills.
Yeah.
Like every day, and and then give him a saline solution injected into his neck like every other day. Yeah, you know, he's getting dehydrated. So.
Yeah. That, you know, it's...
You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, man. It's all right, man. I don't want to bum you out or
I'm reaching out here. I'm reaching out here.
I know it's not very appropriate to, you know, what else is we were talking about today. What are we talking about?
Well, we just talked to a guy about Guantanamo Bay. We've covered a lot of serious stuff. There's nothing wrong with personalizing things a little bit. And
I wonder if they have cats, any of those guys.
I'm sure they did have cats.